Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
The Midnight Movie Nights. Bueller. He fucking did it to me again, folks.
He got up
and left right as we were starting the show. Every fucking time he gets up and leaves right as we're starting the goddamn show.
Not every time. Just that time. I had a good reason.
What in the hell was your good reason?
I wasn't going to drink that beer.
Why not?
Because it's just, wow, it's strong.
What is it?
Dale's Pale Ale from Colorado.
Like Dale Blandheim? You know, the dude who's, you know, like who we always hang out with on Periscope?
Yeah. That's why I got
You're
it.
Drinking his Pale Ale?
Yeah. Well, what are you saying?
I mean, you know.
I've had Pale Ales before, but this one was just really strong. It took me by surprise. And it's got 6.5% alcohol in it. That's probably it.
You was.
It wasn't the case I was expecting.
So, can we actually start the show?
With a K. With
show
a fun K. No.
So, we are the Midnight Movie Nights.
With a funky K.
Two idiots with microphones bringing you a weekly not-safe-for-work dose of verbal diarrhea about life, pop culture, bad beer, and most... Or no, not bad beer. Strong beer. Pale Ale. Dale's Pale Ale from Colorado. And most importantly, movies! Today is... Saturday, October 10th, 2015, and I am Siebes.
And I am that fracking cat. And it's not bad. It's just, it took me by surprise because it was so strong. And
you know what else takes you by surprise?
What?
Hitting you with sword.
No, sword. No swords. No stabby.
Stabby the kitty. Okay, we were literally battling it out with foam swords. While trying to do a show. Stop
and
it.
If you want to interact with the show, send us a tweet.
Eat it.
At Movie Nights Pod.
Eat the sword. Put it in your mouth.
You shut up. That's so wrong.
Put it in your mouth.
No. Stop trying to put that in my mouth.
Eat the sword.
No.
Hey, we got plus two elsewhere.
And we're also on Mixlr at Mixlr.com. It's Mixlr.com/take37. If you want to join the chat and not get stabbed with a sword.
It's just a foam sword. Get over it. You know, actually over at Target. Hey, stop it. We're trying to do a show and my sword's broken.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's because I use it. I'm more efficient with my sword than you are with yours. How sad is that? Hey, stop it. Stop.
That's an awesome beginning.
Fair enough.
Okay.
So what the hell were we talking about?
You said something about Target.
Oh, Nerf has these like long swords over at Target. And I kind of want to get some of them.
What do you mean, like long swords, like
blade I mean,
swords?
Like they are like, they have like a 3-foot Nerf blade on them.
So they are Nerf.
Nerf. Nerf.
So they're like Nerf broadswords.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
That's cool. I haven't seen those before.
That's because you spend your time at the Evil Empire rather than at the, oh my God, freaking awesome Target with a T.
I have seen the foam lightsabers that they have out there. Not just at Target.
Foam lightsabers?
Yeah.
Why don't we have those?
I don't know.
Oh, wait, I've taken. I was gonna say. I've yeah. Wait.
That's where
I've
I first
seen those.
Saw them, and then I saw them at the Empire. So I thought that was cool. Just haven't gotten one yet.
So did they only sell the red ones at Target and the blue ones at the Empire? Which is oddly the opposite of how it should be.
Why? Red? Oh, okay, because the Empire, yeah.
There you go. There you go. All right, so what are you drinking now, Katie?
I'm drinking the same one. I'm going to finish this. I bought it. I'm going to finish it.
Because if you didn't, that would be what?
Wasteful?
Alcohol abuse?
Yes, and wasteful.
Oh, well, wasteful I can get behind. This whole concept of alcohol abuse, I cannot. Alcohol does not have feelings.
Alcohol has feelings.
Are you sure?
Yes.
There's something wrong with you, Katie.
I love alcohol, and it shows. Wait, does it?
I don't know. This is an audio show. We're not doing video. How can it show?
Video.
Yeah. Are you going to be like this all night?
What am I like?
I don't know.
You're the one who was hitting me with swords a minute ago.
Yeah, because I'm fun.
I was defending myself.
A likely story.
Yeah.
Nothing? Okay.
Okay.
Stop.
You cough up a lung. Coffee McCough Coffer.
I was fine until we started the show. All right, so what else? So you're going to finish that, and then if you move on to something else, you'll announce your new drink of choice.
No.
No?
No.
No?
No, just regular old beer.
Right, but it would be your new drink of choice, would it not?
No, it's the same old drink. I didn't get any.
Is it different from the one
juice
that you have open right at this moment?
Yes.
Okay. So when you switch over to that, you will announce
it is. I'll announce it. I'll make sure to announce it.
Okay. Tonight, I am enjoying a bottle of 2013 Sebastiani Cabernet Sauvignon from Sonoma County. It is quite tasty. And I am enjoying it along with Trader Joe's chocolate covered sea salt butterscotch. Talking is indeed hard.
Butterscotch?
Even though we can do it for sometimes up to 2 hours, talking is hard. So Trader Joe's chocolate covered sea salt butterscotch caramels. They are holy hell tasty. Here's the description. Soft and creamy, deeply flavored butterscotch caramels are tinged with sea salt and enrobed in dark, slightly bitter chocolate to offset the sweetness. That about says it all. Oh my God, they are good. They are so. Oh, what did I just knock over?
You've been knocking things all over the place.
What I
on
do
my desk it's since this morning with coffee.
Okay, so I spilled a little bit of coffee this morning. I was tired. And I'm a klutz. And a spaz. It was really more of a spaz. I don't know. Why are you giving me crap?
I'm tired.
Why are you tired? You slept.
Not really.
Why not?
I went to sleep about noon. I woke up about 2 something. I couldn't go back to sleep.
I had the same problem last night.
Whatever.
I got... What?
Nothing. I would just...
Here I am pouring my heart out to the people on the internet just because... Finish it.
Shut the fuck up, Siebes.
God. Ay.
Whiny Siebes. So you didn't get much sleep last night, is what you're saying. I showed me your little graph chart thing.
Yeah, because I tracked my sleep because I'm a nerd. No, I prefer to be called a hacker. Not a computer nerd. I prefer to be called a hacker.
Nerd.
Yeah, but the line I just delivered, what was it from?
Like Die Hard or something?
Really?
It was Jurassic Park. It just happened a few minutes ago.
Yeah, no shit.
We have not finished Jurassic Park yet.
So, oh, wait, say what?
I said we have not finished Jurassic Park yet.
Yeah, no, we haven't. I saw something that Doc tweeted and...
Don't look at Twitter. Don't look at Twitter.
But why not look at Twitter?
I don't know.
Because Noah's tweeting. But that's okay. Hey, we got... We do indeed have a whiny Siebes. Indeed, Marianne. And you didn't wake the kitty up. The kitty woke the kitty up.
Yeah.
Because we weren't even back from the office before before he said he woke up. So why did you wake up at 2? How come you woke up so early? What's going on?
I just woke up. I woke up, I looked at my phone, and I said, well, there's a video from Tom. Tom Yamaguchi. He was doing the Periscope, and I was, oh, that's cool.
Tom Yamaguchi was doing a Periscope?
He did two of them. He was at a park with his grandkid.
Uh-huh.
And I just, I kind of woke up, I saw it, and I said, oh, I'll check this out. And then I think there was another one, and I just kind of checked Twitter and Facebook and everything. So I just kind of distracted myself and kind of woke up and couldn't go back to sleep.
Well, that sucks.
So, yeah, whatever.
So last night I went to bed at 11:30, which, Friday night, wow. In bed at 11:30. On a Friday night. How sad is that?
Not as sad as me having to work on a Friday night.
With a K?
Yeah, with a K.
Yeah. Well, I worked on a Saturday morning, so bite me. but I went to sleep I didn't actually fall asleep. I didn't fall asleep probably until like 12:30, 12:45. And then I realized, I forgot to set the thing on my watch because I've got a sleep tracker on my watch and I had forgotten to set it. And luckily I woke up in time, set that, whatever. Fell asleep. And I woke up. It must have been about 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm tossing and turning. I can't get comfortable. I grab Bunny and Littlefoot and I put Littlefoot on one side and then, grab Bunny and then turn and then adjust where Littlefoot is and adjust where Bunny is and still not comfortable. And I'm just tossing, turning, trying to find a way that I'm comfortable and nothing. And finally I give up in desperation and think to myself, if it's only, if it's 6 a.m., I'll just get up and start getting ready for work early. And so I turn to my watch to check the sleep tracker on it. And I see it's 2 a.m. It's only been a fucking hour. And it was like that all night. I don't think I slept at all. I just kept waking up on the hour, every hour, tossing and turning. And then I would eventually doze off for a little bit, but then wake up again, tossing and turning. Oh, what a freaking night. That's what I get for going to bed early on a Friday night.
That definitely sucks.
Yeah. It is what it is.
That was kind of my day, I guess. So
you were tossing and turning all night?
During the day.
Yeah.
Couldn't go back to sleep, so.
A lot of people, at least everyone I was talking to today about last night, they had trouble sleeping as well. So okay. I think it was just something in the air. It was actually pretty warm last night. I got crap for saying it was hot from someone. Me.
I did sleep good at lunchtime last night, though.
Yeah, because it was in the freaking 80s at night. We're in the middle of another heat wave. It broke 100 yesterday. It was in the high 90s today. And it stayed in the 80s last night. I think in the apartment it read that it was 78, but it was still hyper humid. And so it wasn't enough to kick on the air conditioner to take all the humidity out of the air. So it was kind of uncomfortable last night. So that may have had something to do with it. I don't know. So, do you have anything you want to share about the week?
Like what in particular? Just anything? Just trying to think of
anything before we start talking about the flick pick and then moving off on some other tangent. Because that's what we do. Hey, I finally see Revelstoke Jim in the chat. Cool. That's amazing.
Welcome, Jim. Speaking of Jim, he did let me know that they have started production on Bridget Jones' Baby. Third Bridget Jones movie.
I heard about that.
So I got to see one of the pictures when she's got the baby bump. And Mark Darcy's there.
Apparently, you know who has a baby bump right now? Is, oh my God, why am I blanking on Marina Baccarin's name? She's got a baby bump. And you know who she's with?
The father?
Well, yeah, obviously, but do you know who the father is?
No.
It's Ben... I'm blanking on his name, too.
Stilling?
McKenzie.
Ben McKenzie?
Yeah, Benjamin McKenzie. I think that's his name. He's the guy who plays Jim Gordon in Gotham.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wait.
And she plays his girlfriend.
Yeah, I was going to say.
They're actually together. And they're having a baby.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. I thought that was great.
News to me. Well, congratulations, I guess.
Well, but Jim, we're welcoming you because we can actually see you. You're no longer plus one elsewhere. I mean, for a while, there was plus two elsewhere. And we're not sure if Marianne was plus two or if there was like someone who was listening like, ah, this show sucks. We're getting out of here.
You doing math again?
No.
Okay. What was that? Are you going to puke? Do you need a bucket?
No, my sinus has decided to drain.
Ew.
Again.
Nasty.
You asked.
Disgusting. Well, you were making noises over there. I didn't know.
Because I was suddenly choking.
If I should get like a tarp or something to wear?
No.
It's like a Gallagher
show. I'm not even facing you.
You never know. I mean, you can start projectile vomiting and kind of look away.
I'm not going to projectile vomit, okay? Well, can we just do the show?
Do it. Do it.
Do you need to go get more water?
No, I was going to hand you the empty glass in case. For an emergency.
I'm not going to fill the cup.
Okay. Very good. Wait, what did happen this week? There was a thing.
Hell if I don't...
What thing?
If I know. I got a new phone, but I'll talk about that. I mean, I kind of already talked about that on getting geeky a little bit, and that's where I talk about my gadgets. But I found... The short story is I did a little bit of math and found out that I could upgrade to the iPhone 6S, pay exactly what I'm paying, or... pay like $3 more per month for service and upgrade to the iPhone 6S and walk away with $120 in my pocket. So ooh, I turned around and went, hell yeah, I'm taking that deal. So I upgraded to the new iPhone and I am very happy and it's very pretty. I don't know why. I really don't know why, but I was taken.
It's because it's
by
pink.
The pink phone.
Do they have one in black?
They have it in space gray.
Space is not gray. Space is black. It's the black. That's why they call it the black.
Do you fade to it? Where are you going with this?
Well, I want a phone that's my color. Of course, I could get a pink one. That way I wouldn't lose it so much. I'm always losing things because everything is black.
Yeah, so what's your, where's your Twitter password? We got to talk about that.
In my head?
Bullshit, it's in your head.
It is in
you
my head.
You didn't
right
know
now.
It yesterday.
But I found it, now it's in my head.
Okay, so what is it?
It's, no, that's not going to work. Good try.
Oh, who knows? Pink phone and Jeff. Why are we bringing Jeff into this? He's never going to listen to this. All right.
Okay.
Yes, Kitty does need to diversify his wardrobe. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
I wore blue jeans when we went out today.
Let's talk about when we went to Ralph's on Sunday.
Sunday? Okay.
Sunday. It was the height of the illness or whatever that had taken me.
The sleep sickness?
Last week. Yeah. I was down with the sickness.
You just on a roll.
So we went to Ralph's to get suds for the kitty. That's why we went, right?
Yeah, it was on Sunday.
Right. Because we were going to do suds Sunday. That's right. And I saw a guy steal something. And I went over and talked to like the pretty lady working in the front. And I told her that a dude wearing a black hoodie or coat or something just walked out and I'm pretty sure he stole something. And she was like, the guy you always come in with? I was completely and totally out of it. She probably thought I was stoned out of my mind, but I was sick. And like, oh, no, not my roommate. Huh? That's funny. He does always wear black.
That's not funny. A lot of people started showing up around me. Well, I've seen this happen to people that the security kind of shows up one or two at a time. And then that's not cool.
So you got it one piece at a time and it didn't cost you a dime?
It wasn't me, thankfully, that they were crowding around. But I managed
because
to
stop you it are now. The man in black?
Yeah, I am.
Wow, I got Johnny on the brain, and I'm not talking about...
What?
Hi, folks. I'm Johnny White Trash.
Yeah, you're not the Johnny we're talking about.
Not the Johnny. Not the Johnny.
Not the Johnny. Anywho.
Trying to sell me out to the man.
No.
I see how you are.
There was this, like tall, skinny, tweaker-looking dude, and he was stealing energy drinks or something. Like, I was going back and forth on whether or not I wanted to get root beer.
Yeah.
But I wasn't feeling that great. Oh, I really should have got root beer. That sounds really good right now. Maybe we'll just, like, wrap the show up, like, early, and I can run down to Yogurtland and get their root beer float yogurt. That would be good. In fact, you know what, Kitty? You take the show. I'm out of here.
Okay. Get the heck out. Are you leaving yet? Get out. Okay, good. She's finally gone. It's about time. So, Seeds is trying to sell me out to the man, which is not cool at all. And I'm gonna have to keep my eye out for anyone trying to take me. I'm going to be taken. I'm going to have to call Jim, and he's going to have to track me down, Liam Neeson style. You going to help me out, Jim? Hey, Robert here. Are you back yet with your Yehudi, whatever?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I sprinted down to Yogurtland and got the root beer float, and I topped it with gummy bears, and I already ate it all. And so I'm gonna talk really, really fast for the rest of the show. It's just gonna be like this. And yes, Diana, we did try the Coney Island hard root beer yet. And it was way too sweet for me. I didn't like it. And I also tried not your father's hard root beer or something like that. Not your father's root beer. And I didn't like that either. Why? Because I don't like brewed drinks unless it's coffee or tea. But I don't like brewed alcohol. I just don't. I've come to accept that. You know, there's a couple apple ciders I like.
Do you like pina coladas? Yeah, never mind.
Wow. File that one.
Yeah.
And while you're at it, put the lime in the coconut. No, I don't like them. And, you know, we had a Sud Sunday conversation on Sunday. And I tried that pineapple cider and I didn't like that.
Yeah, so it wasn't what I thought it was.
There's only, you know, there's only certain brewed drinks that are brewed alcohols. Al's Company of Holling.
File that one.
Hey, that's not even mine. I stole that.
Did you?
Yeah.
Take it back.
I'll give it back. It's just like, here, I don't want this anymore. It's a bad joke. Yeah, my roommate and co-host said no.
No.
Take over, Kitty.
Okay, again with the whatever? Are you going to like blow? Oh, okay, never mind. Let's see what you're going for. That's disgusting. And I didn't mind both of those alcohols, the root beers, except for the, what was it we got?
The Mission Hard Root Beer.
Oh, yeah, that one was
That
disgusting.
Stuff was just straight out fuck you up drink.
Yeah. That, like I said, if you as long as you're drinking it, it's fine. Tastes just like a root beer. Very tasty. When you stop, that's when you get the alcohol and the malt liquor taste. So.
Oh my God, it tastes so good to start. And haven't we talked about this like three shows in a row now?
Yeah.
So let's just move on.
Okay.
With a K. Should I just hit the button or do it? No. We have it because we haven't talked about the sausage lady.
Oh, the sausage lady.
Yeah.
Okay.
So another thing that happened on Sunday.
You didn't talk about that.
God, I swear I feel like either. I've talked about this before.
You did.
Where?
Just like 2 hours ago.
With Marianne, yes. Yeah. But I mean, I feel like it's recorded somewhere that I've talked about this.
So it's Sunday?
But that's okay. Yes. The Honorable Mayor, I have tried Red's Wicked Apple Watch. You know, I've got the blue band on it. And what are you laughing at?
Oh, that wasn't the mayor. That was Comic Noob. But then I laughed at your watch comment because I was like, wait.
Oh, shit. That's Rob.
Yeah.
Huh. That's funny. I just associate the two. Sorry, Rob. I feel bad. Yes, the lady with the sausage. No. Yes, I'm very sorry that I called you the mayor. I wasn't actually, you know, I just thought it was one of you. I mean, plus you should be sleeping, you pussy.
Oh, damn.
Now we're just, yeah.
Sorry, Rob, I'm the one who brought that up. I brought that on. That's my bad. I didn't mean to do that. Thank you for calling.
Anywho, it was into my shoulder. Anywho.
Stay on target. Sausage lady. Your hair.
I don't want to talk about the hair yet. Yeah, I mean, like, she was all too happy to give you her sausage.
That's true, and it was good.
Yeah. You even enjoyed her meatballs.
Yeah.
But, okay.
Well, they weren't as good as the guy.
So that's it. I'm setting you up here, Kitty.
Well, I was going to say they weren't as good as the sausages I got from the other guy, but I was also giving him away, so.
You know, I think he was hitting on you because he didn't offer me any sausage.
I didn't notice. Everyone was just giving sausage away that day, so.
And
it was hard to tell. There was some sausage.
Everyone was trying to give the cat their sausage.
It's a good place to go on a Sunday afternoon. You know where I'll be going tomorrow.
I mean, maybe I need to go there on Tuesday for Taco Tuesday.
Yeah, they'd probably work out better for you.
Probably. I don't know. But, so.
I like tacos. I love a good sausage.
So the sausage lady was representing Adele's. They make chicken sausage. And they also make meatballs. And they were actually quite tasty, and she was lovely to talk to. We actually spent like 5 to 10 minutes just talking with her and having a, you know, it was a good conversation with a K. But at one point during it, she asks me, "Your hair looks so great. How do you do that?" And I was completely taken aback because I've been sick for like 3-4 days at this point. I'm feeling like trash.
White trash?
Yes. And honestly, I haven't washed my hair since I got sick. So I was feeling just straight up disgusting. And I only brushed it out before we walked over. And this lady is telling me, how did you do that? Your hair looks so great. And I'm wondering, like, is she being sarcastic? Because it has to look like shit right now. But so I shrug and tell her, "Oh, well, I haven't washed it in a few days, and I just brushed it out. So I don't know." And I'm just like, kind of whatever about it. But then she goes on to tell me, "You know, I just haven't been able to do a thing with my hair ever since I got cancer." Oh, fucking sword stabbed me in the heart. Tell people what I'm doing because this is an audio program. That's your cue. Tell them what I was doing.
You were stabbing yourself with a sword, and I hit you over the head with a sword.
And I hit you on the head with a sword.
Oh, you didn't hit me in the head. You hit my earphones. So
I cut your head off. Your towel is protecting you.
And I squish your head. Squishy, squish. Is this a rerun? Thanks, Noob. Rob.
Thanks, Mayor.
Oh, damn. He's never going to listen again. You watch.
Yeah, he will.
Yeah. She commented and she said she couldn't do anything.
Oh, I felt like shit afterwards. And, like, here she is, you know, like, genuinely reaching out to another human. I'm like, just like, I don't know.
She was a cool lady.
Yeah, she was nice, but I was feeling particularly disgusting about myself. And then, you know,
Didn't you feel so bad about your hair?
Come again?
Didn't you feel so bad about your hair?
Well, I even had to ask you about it. Like, does it actually, you know, when we were walking back,
I was being polite
when we weren't talking to her again.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, does my hair actually look good right now? I don't... I couldn't figure it out. But apparently I had my nice little curls, and enough about my hair. So.
Passwords? Why do you have issues with the way I conduct my passwordage? Just because I had one issue, which was taken care of, and it's all good now.
Yeah, but you were getting frustrated and down on yourself, and I don't like it when you get frustrated and down on yourself.
I do get irritated with some of the things I do.
Yeah, I know.
A lot of other people do as well.
I have a proven password methodology that works quite well, and yet you're sitting there like, no, I know better. You know, I have this. It is in cat code.
And you know better for me. Because I'm paranoid. You know this.
Everyone knows this. I know, but I see, it makes sense to me to trust the math for, you know, current encryption algorithms.
See, Rob, I should have asked Rob already. He figured it out for me. That's what I was doing wrong.
That's the same password I have on my luggage. But yeah, I just you showed me your cat word scheme.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That old piece of paper that I've had long before I knew you.
One fire, and your misplaced, passwords are all gone.
Well, I said most of those I don't even use anymore.
Yeah, but you have no redundancy built into the system. You have no recovery plan whatsoever.
Are you sure? You don't think there's a copy of that somewhere that somebody else might have?
I know for a fact no one else has it.
Are you sure?
Yes, because you don't even trust yourself.
There's probably one other person that does have it.
Okay, but I know exactly who that person would be.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to say it on air because...
Yeah, don't say it on air because...
Yeah.
Don't need anyone tracked down.
Okay.
So, yeah, well, I got everything settled. It was difficult, but yeah, I got it now. The only reason I couldn't find the password was because I had changed it before we moved, and it wasn't something I put down in my code because it was kind of an on-the-fly thing. Like any other ones, it wasn't as important as some of the other stupid little things that I have, like maybe a music service or something. I mean, this was a major one that I use often, and I don't know. I just never wrote it down somewhere else. So, but it's all good now. Everything's fine. And I can do some of the things that I was going to plan on doing during the week, which kind of prevented me from doing it.
That's a really bad Photoshop job.
Is it?
Yeah. Look at that. Okay. Like, you can see most of her butt is missing.
Are you looking
at... I looked at Twitter.
Weirdness? But...
I saw a tweet from Brianna Wu that said someone helped this woman, half her butt's missing, and so I've of course had to click on it. And
is
it
that
is a
shadow?
It's a Victoria's Secret ad, and it's a very, very poor Photoshop job. Yeah, I mean, the panty is pasted on here and half of her ass is completely cut out. it's missing. It's inappropriate shadowing and plus, you can actually see how much larger her thighs and ass are in the shadows. They completely miss that part of it. I mean, look at this. Look how much larger the silhouette in the shadows are here. And look at that little bit of cellulite there.
Well, there's more definition on the one side than there is the other.
Yeah.
Because you can see the roundness. Why am I looking at women's butts on the... We're doing a show about movies.
That's always fun. Wait. Okay, so the mayor is saying, okay, Steve's password is either Y equals MX plus B, the mayor.
Okay. Just keep it.
I told you, he's the mayor now. I have declared it so.
You're the queen, I guess.
The Siege's password is either Y equals MX plus B or A squared plus B squared equals C squared. Really?
That seems like something you would have as a password.
What, basic algebra and Pythagorean's theorem.
His yeah, math.
The and equation. See that seems that that's. Ay ay ay. No, that's no. I have a full password scheme which I have detailed many times on Getting Geeky, and I don't need to do here.
Don't look at Twitter. Don't look at Twitter.
I'm not gonna look at Twitter. I'm
you keep going in that woman's butt.
Well, here, I will make sure that it's off the woman's butt and back on the Midnight Movie Nights feed. Okay? Are you happy?
Okay.
See, and look at this. The mayor is posting things, you know, like, while we're live.
What, on Twitter?
Uh-huh.
Oh, well, I missed
it. No, like, posting episodes.
Oh.
But I'm going to hit the button so we can actually start talking about the flick for once. Otherwise, we're just going to bicker the entire show and never actually talk about what our flick pick was.
Hit the button.
Okay, I hit the button. Oh, the mayor hasn't heard my password scheme yet.
The flick pick.
Hey, kitty.
Yes.
How's Battle Forged?
With swords. Upside your head.
No, upside yours. I hit yours first. Or something like that.
I bit my Wookie.
So, what's our flick pick?
Jurassic Park. 1993.
One of my favorite movies.
I like
Have you noticed, like, every time we pick a flick lately?
It's based on our episode number?
Well, yeah, it's based on our episode number, but I'm like, one of my favorite movies. Johnny Dangerously. One of my favorite movies.
They're all your favorite movies, and I have no favorite movie in this?
Well, I'm just saying that Jurassic Park is legitimately one of my favorite movies.
Well, yeah. We're not going to pick a bad movie.
We let other people movies. Do it for yeah. us. Yeah, other people send us money and pay us to do the bad movies.
It worked out. I got freaked out for a bit.
Okay. So, Jurassic Park came out in 1993.
Yes, established.
We've got actual June. I knew it was June 11th. Damn it! I should have just said it.
Why? Why did you doubt?
Because my name is Thomas. I don't know. And I'm way into butts.
I'm Tom, and I'm way into butts.
I don't know. Oh, shout out to Tom.
His birthday's in 3 days.
Good for him.
He's putting that up.
But we have to shout out to him as many times as possible tonight because he got all butthurt that we gave a shout out to Patrick and to Megan, but we didn't like had to wait all the way until the end of the show before he got a shout out. So he officially gets the first actual shout out. I mean, we've mentioned other people, but we didn't give them actual shout outs.
Well, he should show up more to the chat. Show up more, Tom.
I know he's always giving us shit like hey, someone go live. You know, but when we are live, he never shows up. Ew, I don't want to see that.
What?
You don't want to see it.
Okay.
And that was on the Midnight Movie Nights feed.
Oh, okay.
Twitter refresh. Take it away, kitty.
What, the live or something? No, I'm just looking at notifications that we get. But I'm not looking at live, especially not now. Now I'm scared. There's no telling what's there. More have no buts?
No.
But.
No.
But.
You're gonna pull up the Minions clip right now, aren't you? No. No, I know for a fact that's what you're doing. You are in. Here, do this. Give me your phone. And now we unmute. And now we play. Or something.
Because of the cover.
Your cover sucks. Anywho,
but
that didn't work. Oh, yeah, yeah. The mayor says, I'm your mayor and I approve this message. Alrighty. So, yeah, Jurassic Park, 93. I was 12 when this came out. Because I continually need to remind people that I was born in the last half of 1980.
Nice.
For some reason or another.
Thanks, now I feel old.
Come again?
I said, thanks, now I feel old.
Well, you are old.
Thank you.
Very good.
Siebes.
What?
Just saying Siebes.
Okay. So one of my favorite things about this movie... Fine, you take it away. You talk.
What are you talking about?
If you're going to interrupt me...
I wasn't interrupting you. What are you talking about?
Yes, you did. You just made noise.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I did not.
Totally heard you.
I did not.
Totally heard you.
I heard nothing.
That's because you were the one generating the noise.
I was looking away.
Uh-huh. And you made noise.
No, I didn't.
Stop it. Are we just going to bicker the entire show?
I don't know what you're even talking about.
You're full of shit.
No, I'm not.
You interrupted me.
I did not.
Yes, you did.
You're hearing things that aren't even there.
Just take
you were
it
talking
away.
About. I don't even know what you're talking about. You were
I was about to
something.
Say one of the reasons why this is one of my favorite movies. Frankly, like Sam Neill became. What the hell are you doing?
That was my fault. I'm sorry. I had to go back to the chat.
Ay. Do you folks see what I'm.
Robert said open a window.
The mayor said open the window.
He said open a window.
No, the mayor says open the window. Anyway.
Why is this one of your favorite movies?
Screw you.
Why? Favorite movie?
No. Yes. Your turn to talk.
No.
My turn to drink wine.
No. Okay, you can drink wine. I still heard nothing. Maybe I heard window. I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about, but I can't believe this came out in 93. That would make this 22 years old? Holy shit.
Speak into your microphone.
I am speaking into my microphone.
Bullshit.
All right, now, why is this your favorite movie?
I didn't say it's my favorite movie. I said it. I would put it in the top 10. I used to like Sam Neill, mega hero. I thought it was just freaking awesome, especially, you know, dealing with the T-Rex and the whole scene in the tree. And he doesn't even like the kids in the first place. You know, but then you know, he ends up taking care of them and being a good guy. And he was way into dinosaurs and I was into dinosaurs, especially, you know, especially with Land Before Time coming out 5 years before. And this is not a movie I would ever, ever watch with Littlefoot. But Sam Neill was a just total hero in this and absolutely loved him. Dr. Grant is great. Can't say enough good things about him. Laura Dern as Dr. Sattler. Yeah. She was awesome. Especially like just all of the scenes you know where she was standing up to sexism were great.
Greek, don't get me started on that.
You are full of shit. She was not the one being sexist. Hammond
she
was
just
like
assumed too much.
No. Hammond
she got
was
all militant
Hammond,
and everything.
Hammond was full on being sexist.
He was trying to be nice.
No, he was like, well, it really should be me because I'm and you're
she's a botanist.
Yeah, and he couldn't even read the fucking schematic right.
It doesn't matter. It's his park.
Well, there should
I'm
have
the,
been
I'm the owner.
There,
I'm
there
responsible.
Should have been a right turn here.
Maybe that's what he was trying to say. I'm the owner. I'm responsible for this mess.
But he didn't
you
say that.
You should go out there because
instead,
you're a botanist.
Instead, no, that's not what he said.
He didn't say it. Maybe that's what he was implying. She took it as, you're being sexist.
Because he was being sexist.
I didn't see that.
Because you're being sexist.
Why? Because I don't see that? Now, if he'd have said, I should go because, you know, and you're a... He didn't have that attitude.
Oh, yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
He absolutely did.
And he had a Scottish accent, so he didn't mean anything by it. Because it sounded cool.
Drink your beer. Do you folks see what the hell I'm dealing with here?
You should read too much into this.
You're full of crap.
You even stood up and were yelling at the TV, yes!
Because it's an awesome, empowering scene.
She had to go flip a switch. That's all she had to do.
That's all she had to do. I'm not even going to use the freaking sword anymore. Now you're just going to get punched.
Best show ever.
Ay, ay, ay. You're killing me, Smalls. All right. And then, you know, Dr. Malcolm, you know, life finds a way. Must go faster. imperfection.
That's a way to sum him up.
Imperfections in the skin.
Cool glasses.
Indeed. Because, you know, the scientist is the rock star. Yeah! I don't know. I enjoyed his character. He was cool. You know, he fell to the ground and had a bunch of ferns and stuff fall on top of him, and he got knocked out. And then the lawyer got eaten by the T-Rex while he was on the toilet. That was a cool scene.
Well, Malcolm was trying to help protect the kids. So
indeed.
We'll give him that.
Indeed. But once again, back to the hero, Dr. Grant. You know, first one to grab the flare and go running after the, you know, like drawing the attention of the T-Rex so he can get to the kids.
Yeah.
And then, like, the T-Rex would have kept chasing the flare had Malcolm not done what he did. You know, story would have been totally different. Maybe the lawyer would be alive. In fact, I would wager that the lawyer's family should sue Dr. Malcolm for a wrongful termination of life.
They can't prove anything.
What it's in the fucking island, movie. Of course they can prove
on
it.
The island.
It's in the movie. They can prove it.
It's not his fault he got eaten. He ran off on the kids. That's negligence right there.
Well, I agree. He's not a hero. He's a Weasley lawyer. And I hate all lawyers, especially the ones who listen to this program. Do you really think that we get any lawyers listening to this?
Eventually, probably, yeah. Now.
That's fine. None of them represent me.
You don't know me. Represent yo? No?
No. I don't know. I don't think I've ever had a lawyer. So. Have I?
In what sense?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I don't
But anywho. No, I'm sure I've had a lawyer. And I'm sure some of them are good people.
Yeah, I've met a few good ones.
There's a bunch of jokes about lawyers. And yeah, I'm just not going to... Why do I keep looking at that goddamn picture? Anywho...
Are you going back to the butt picture?
No, it's not the butt picture. It's this picture. It's the infected nipple being tweezed.
Oh, I'm glad I didn't look.
Yeah. That's why I'm... You know, you keep asking me about it.
Wait,
I'm eventually going to tell you.
Shut
the fuck up, kitty.
Why is this on the Twitter feed?
I don't know. It's someone that followed the show, so we followed her.
And now we're getting nipple pictures. Ugh.
Yeah, and I'm not even entirely sure it's a real person. Okay. Are any of you real?
I know I'm not. You can't
prove
it.
The mayor says Infected Nipple was my band name.
Rock on, mayor. How about the effects?
Oh my god, they totally hold up. Except for the green screen. The green screen does not hold up today.
They're going to go back and enhance all of that? Do you think? I mean, they have to. They've gotten this
I'm sure they did for the 3D version. Because this obviously was not 3D when it came out in the theaters.
Yeah.
That kind of wasn't a thing then. But they did do the Jurassic Park 3D seven years ago?
Wait, was it last year?
I thought it was older than that.
I don't know now. I know they did. I mean, I remember seeing the poster and it had the big gate and the 3D on it. And hell, I don't know.
The dinosaurs still look great. I remember reading on...
You mentioned it. Yeah, sorry.
See, when I start coughing, that's your cue to start talking.
Yeah, I know. I was trying to not divert from where you were going, and I couldn't figure out how to do that.
So I was reading on IMDb that the dinosaurs only appeared for 15 minutes during the entire movie, 9 of which was animatronics. So once again, the blend of practical effects and CGI, and it holds up over time.
Well, you mentioned the one scene that was going to define it for you, if it did hold up.
And oh, the Gallimimus?
Yeah, that field when they're in the open field.
They're flocking this way.
Flocking.
I thought Tim was great. He was an annoying little shit, but Joseph Mazzello, the actor who played him, I liked his, I can't think of anyone I didn't like in this besides Nedry. Maybe Dogson. Dogson! We got Dogson here!
That was the only cool line he had.
Yeah.
And then other than that, he was an annoying bastard.
He didn't say the magic word. Please! Shut up, Mace Windu. I think this actually was, it may not have been the first thing I saw Samuel L. Jackson in, but it was definitely the first thing I remembered him in. This was his first.
Are these mother ducking dinos in this mother ducking park? No?
On this mother ducking island?
Yeah, he should have said that. That would have been awesome.
Yeah. Oh, and you know who else? You know who else was really awesome? I loved Muldoon, the gamekeeper.
Oh, was
total,
that
full-on hero.
He was badass. He knew his shit.
Yeah, he did. All the way up to the end. I mean, he's in that opening scene. Like, I don't understand. Like, okay, the loading pen is locked. Some freaking lock. The Velociraptor ended up, pulling the gate puller dude down and eating him alive.
Rammed the gate and it knocked the cage back.
Yeah.
Enough to knock the dude off the cage onto the ground and
but
they could snag him. Nom, 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 nom.
Let's talk about the lock.
Yeah, they need a better lock than that.
Yeah. I mean, what was it? A tiny little padlock?
they spared no expense for everything else. They just
exactly.
They just got a bicycle lock to put on it. We spent no expense on everything else, but yeah, we got nothing for locks anymore.
Yeah, we've got Pee-wee's bicycle chain on this.
There's a clown there waving and it's attached to it.
Yes.
That's the scene that they cut.
It was a flash butt wild.
When the scene they cut from whenever the dino, he loses his grip on the guy. And his Pee-wee runs out and he goes, no! They cut that scene.
Yeah. And they actually pulled half of the gate puller's body out. And then, a bunch of clowns, go running.
Running out of it? Out of half the body?
Put him on a stretcher and oh my God, the saber dance starts playing,
They shoot people with bottles of seltzer. Where the hell is this going?
Anyway, so music. Yeah. Absolutely love the music in this. I remember playing it like once in band.
Nerd.
Yes. We've covered this. I'm a giant effing band nerd. Although
I played a triangle before. I wasn't good at it.
Anyway. I was a band geek, not a band nerd. No such thing as a band nerd. Anywho, so the music. I remember playing the theme once for a performance, but I used to, even before that performance, I used to always play the various, themes from there's only one theme, but I used to play selections of Jurassic Park. It's one of my favorite John Williams pieces. The entire soundtrack. It's so much fun to play. And frankly, it sounds pretty damn good on a clarinet, if I do say so myself. It was one of my favorite pieces to warm up with, and I will always have a special place in my heart for the soundtrack. It really is one of my favorite John Williams pieces.
I would agree. It's good music.
Yeah.
It
Superman,
good.
Star Wars, Jurassic Park, Jaws.
Indiana Jones.
Indy. Yeah, Indy's fun to play too. Actually, all of... those are my top five. John Williams. Nice. They're all fun to play.
Wait, play or listen
like
to?
Like, play.
Okay. I didn't know if you said you were actually talking about playing, like on an instrument or
yes.
playing it on the radio.
On the clarinet.
Okay,
again.
That's cool. I've never heard you play this clarinet thing.
I don't know where it is right now. No, actually, I take that back. It's up in my bedroom.
Oh.
But, anywho.
One day
I've been doing a lot of talking. My voice is really starting to hurt. Take it away, Kitty.
Okay, well, yeah, I guess I should talk about this movie some. I did like it. I like it better than probably the first two. Way better than the third one. I haven't seen the Jurassic World
Wait,
yet.
Wait, better than the first two? Way better than the third one?
Did I say first two or last two?
You said first two.
I thought I said last two. That's not
you bad. Haven't even seen the last one yet. It doesn't
I
come
mean
out...
the last two, like Lost World and Jurassic Park 3. I did follow up with, I haven't seen Jurassic World yet, but you interrupted me because you had to correct something that I said.
Knock, knock.
Which I don't remember what I said.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
What?
Moo.
I do have to say that I don't think the stampede held up as well. Just something about it. I didn't like the look of it. But it still looked good. Just I could tell it was noticeable to me more than the others.
Gee, a bunch of freaking dinosaurs running at humans on an island, and you can tell that it was CGI.
The Brachiosaurus looked good. I bought that.
That was animatronic.
The Brachiosaurus? The yes. first scene?
Yes.
No, it wasn't.
I'm pretty sure most of that was animatronic.
No.
Yeah, way.
No way.
Yeah, way.
How could they, why would they make a gigantic Brachiosaurus?
They don't have to make it gigantic. Camera tricks, dude.
It was still camera work.
That doesn't mean that it's...
A lot of the T-Rex stuff I know wasn't. It was animatronics.
One of the cool things about the T-Rex, yeah. And again, I was reading this on IMDb, the scene where it goes crashing through, what was it, a Ford Explorer?
Yeah.
That
glass roof it had?
The glass roof, yeah. The glass wasn't supposed to break, so some of the screams that were in the final cut were actually the kids screaming. You know, like they were true
they
were fearful scared. Screams.
They was all scared.
Yep.
Stupid kids. It's because she was shining the light at him, at the dinosaur. You don't do that. Why do people shine shit at things at night?
Look, it wasn't a Unix system. She didn't know what she was doing in that case.
It was an analog flashlight?
Yes.
Don't touch it, nerd. Even the kid with the glasses, he knew better. He's like, turn it off, turn it off.
That's because he studies dinosaurs. She studied computers.
And how come it took her so long
they
to turn it off?
They both had relevant skills for this movie.
Well, apparently she don't know how to use a switch, so... I'm glad she wasn't at the compound trying to turn all the power back on. She's no Dr. Sattler, I can tell you that much. She can't turn off a flashlight. She can look at a computer. I know this system, but I can't turn off a flashlight.
Are you done?
I'm done.
With a D.
Things are just irritating me about this movie that's kind of funny.
Okay, and
but
then
I still love this movie.
How come? Let's talk about Nedry.
Ugh, asshole. All right, we'll talk about him because I don't like him.
I carried over my dislike of Wayne Knight from this movie into Seinfeld. Every single time I saw Newman, I instantly hated him because of this movie.
Well, I never watched Seinfeld, and knowing that he was in it, I really never watched Seinfeld. Because I didn't like him just from this movie. Because he's not even someone you love to hate. You just hate to hate him because he's hateful.
I don't hate to hate him. I nothing him.
Okay, I'll go for that. That's good. You nothing him. That's how I would put it then. Just because I didn't like him in this role.
He was a terrible freaking stereotype, and
yeah.
He was a I mean, he portrayed very, very well by Wayne Knight, but the character himself is detestable.
I can't even think any kind of role that he's been in since that I would say, oh, I like this guy. Because I'll give you an example. Ben Affleck. I hated that guy forever because the first role I ever saw him in was...
Mallrats?
No, Dazed and Confused.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And he was just an asshole in that one.
Rules.
What?
Wasn't he was like O'Banion, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was just a dick. And for you, I mean, I never watched Good Will Hunting just because of that. It's like, oh, that guy's in it? Fuck that movie. I'm not going to watch that shit. And I don't think until years after Armageddon was out, I still didn't like him. But then I sort of came around and because I did see Kevin Smith movies. Like, oh, that's that guy. I hated it. Well, he's kind of cool in this movie. All right. Well, I like him.
What about in going back to Wayne Knight? What about Toy Story 2? The toy collector?
Oh, he was the... Yeah, no, I didn't like him then either.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is why I'm glad that he was just a voice and not an actual person.
Yeah, but the character kind of looked like him.
Yeah, a little bit, but still. I didn't like the character.
I'm now desperately scrolling through IMDb to find a character that...
That I would possibly like?
Didn't like him in Torchwood. Not like him in Torchwood.
Was he in the Stars one? The Stars?
Uh-huh.
I have to go back and watch that, I guess, eventually. But
the
I can't think
Miracle
of...
Day.
Yeah, Miracle Day.
I'm pretty sure it was Miracle Day that he was in.
Yeah, that was the Stars.
Yes, it was.
So.
That's what I said.
I really can't think of anything that I've ever liked him in. Just because of the way he was in this movie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That he was in 3 episodes of Torchwood. I swear I saw him in something where I actually liked him and laughed, but I get the feeling it was something where it was just him as a person. Maybe like in an interview or something. I don't know. I mean, I eventually kind of started to like Newman, I suppose. You know, just because Seinfeld hated him. You know, Newman.
Well, I could get behind that then, but I never really liked Seinfeld. Still don't, so.
What is up with that?
I think I liked, maybe kind of like Jason Alexander in some things. Not a big fan, but.
How about Pretty Woman?
No, I remember him in that one.
He was a shithead.
Yeah. And what's his name? Richardson? The other, the what, who was the klutzy, shit, see, I don't even know anything about
Oh, Kramer.
Yeah. Can't say I liked him in anything.
What about Julia Louis-Dreyfus? Come on, you gotta love the Elaine dance. Everyone loves the Elaine dance.
I don't even know what the fucking Elaine dance is. I told you, I never watched Seinfeld. I kind of watched part of the last episode just because there was such big hype about it, but I can't tell you what happened. I only know what happened just because of what I've read. But her and Richardson, I can't say that I hate them. I just don't know them enough to care. But I don't hate them.
Michael Richardson had that whole stand-up comedy.
That was kind of stupid.
Yeah.
But dude, what the hell? But, you know, they're just not someone that I hate. I just don't know them and, whatever. Don't care.
You just kind of meh.
Yeah, I'm meh about them.
I can't believe for Wayne Knight, his IMDb known for are Jurassic Park, Space Jam, Toy Story 2, and Kung Fu Panda.
He was in Space Jam. You know what? I'll give him that one.
Who the hell was he in Space? Like, I wouldn't even know who the hell he was in Space Jam. I watched that once because
like
it was
an assistant or something.
It was Looney Tunes with Michael Jordan, right?
Yeah. And aliens are gonna take over Looney Tunes. Gonna put them all into servitude for some alien guy. They had to play basketball against him, and they get Michael Jordan. And I think Wayne Knight is like his Michael Jordan's assistant. And I guess that would be the only tolerable role I could think of with him in it. Only because he's not in it a lot.
Fair enough.
I like Bill Murray in it. He was in it.
I do not remember that.
He was Bill Murray.
I like Bill Murray as Bill Murray.
Yeah.
My favorite Bill Murray as Bill Murray would have to be Zombieland, of course.
Agreed. I'll go with that.
But, okay, so characters in Jurassic Park, I think the only one left is B.D. Wong playing Dr. Wu, the geneticist.
Now, isn't he in Jurassic World? That's what I thought I heard.
That's
about.
What or I heard. I That's what I hear.
Guess we'll probably find that out in a couple of weeks.
I haven't seen it.
When it comes out.
However, I remember watching Law and Order Special Victims Unit.
Wait a second. Dr. Wu? Is he Ken the Kenny Wu?
I don't... in Jurassic Park?
No, in Mighty Ducks. 2.
Oh. No.
Oh. Oh, Wu. Can you... Okay.
What's wrong with Wu?
There's a lot.
No, he was in Law and Order Special Victims Unit, and
didn't see
him. I remember the first time I saw him in that, it was like, hey, Jurassic Park guy, and now whenever I watch Jurassic Park, hey, Law and Order guy.
Yeah, you did say that. I was like, what the hell are you talking about?
I used to watch, I watched Law and Order and Law and Order Special Victims Unit. I stopped watching Law & Order SVU, I don't know, probably like 3 years ago, but I watched it religiously for like the first 10 seasons. And then I watched a little bit of Criminal Intent until the Edgar suit guy, Vincent D'Onofrio, left the show.
Kingpin?
Yeah, Kingpin. I still think of him as Edgar.
Yeah, me too. I can't, you know.
Wearing an Edgar suit.
Whatever he's done and whatever he's going to do, he's always Edgar.
Yep.
Edgar.
See, and you would think that, what's it called? Full Metal Jacket. You know,
yeah. Private Pyle.
Pyle. There we go. Thank you.
Private Pyle. Damn, I like him. Ermy.
Yeah. He's good. I don't know. I'm losing it. I talked about the music and how I used to love playing it on the clarinet. We've hit all of the actors and I've said my bits about them. Have you even spoken at all?
I've agreed with most of it because, yeah, we both like this movie.
Yes, but have you actually made any of the points that you wanted to make?
I don't think I really had any points, except I do still like this movie, and it's better than all of them that I've seen so far. And I wouldn't doubt it's better than Jurassic World, in my mind. Just because it was one of the first movies that had all this CGI in it, and it had dinosaurs.
Mm, mm. And they did all of the pre-visualization on Amigas, which, best computer ever.
That's your favorite
and then
one,
and then
it?
ILM did the effects renderings, and the Unix system, you know, like the whole file system, how like the visual file system, like this is a Unix system, I know this,
but I don't know how to turn off a flashlight.
Yeah. She doesn't know how to turn off it. Get over it. I remember
you tell that to the lawyer's family to get over it.
Yeah. It was a movie. Get over it. He still got eaten by a T-Rex. We don't care.
Nom, 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 nom.
He was a lawyer. Anyway, I remember actually being obsessed with finding...
Nemo?
Being obsessed with finding out what that, like a file system that you can, or not the file system, but a UI. Or a shell, a visual shell. That's what I was looking for, that you can navigate that way. That gave you a visual representation of...
Like that graphic interface on the computer? screens?
Yes, but one specifically like that that gave you the visual representation of your drive, of your files, you know, so that you can go through and launch programs or open documents like that. And it actually turned out that that was based on something that Silicon Graphics had done. And in the late 90s, maybe early 2000s, they actually open sourced it, and I did run it for a while. So it was really cool to actually be using that interface, which was a horrendously inefficient way of accessing data. I never got the hang of it, but
it looks cool, but
yeah. It looks awesome, but it beyond looking cool, it was not a good interface. But I have actually installed it on some of my computers. I've used it a couple of times, and each time I installed it, I further confirmed, yeah, this isn't a good interface. But but it was still cool to watch Jurassic Park, get all nostalgic for that, install it and use it and have fun. So that's my two cents on that scene. And have I mentioned how much I love the heroics of the gamekeeper? You know, there is the scene where everything is shut down. The dinosaurs are getting out, and Hammond is like, you know, Mr. Muldoon, you know, would you be so kind as to take a gas jeep and go get my grandkids? And it's like, okay, yeah, sure. There's a fucking T-Rex chasing them, but I'm not going to hesitate and just go. And then Ellie Sattler is like, I'll go too. You know, because she's a fucking hero.
She didn't jump right away and say that I'll go do that. It's like, no, I'll go do it for you. She could have said that. She could have been a real hero.
What in the fuck is wrong with you?
Just trying to be difficult.
Oh, you are not trying. You are just difficult.
I agree, though. She was cool. I like her. I'm just giving you shit tonight for some reason.
Difficult piece of shit.
He was cool.
Tom's going to come back and be like, why are you being such a bitch to the cat?
Meow, 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 meow. Thanks, Tom. I mean, no. Don't hit me. Don't hit me. Ribbit.
I wasn't even looking at you. Well, you that just do the cool stats. Cool
that he did say that.
Who directed this?
Totally said, yeah, he'll go do it. And he was already almost out the door.
Yeah.
Grab the shotgun. Go on.
Muldoon's a rad character.
Yeah, I liked him. So, stats.
He got taken out by a clever girl.
Yeah, that was probably the way he would want to go. Wasn't he a hunter?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's the way
he's a game warden.
He's a gamer. Not a lamer. So, release date, July 11th, 93.
Already said that.
No, Tommy. PG-13, 2 hours, 7 minutes. Which, damn, it is 2 hours and 7 minutes. And once you really get into it, you say, yeah, this is 2 hours and 7 minutes. This is a long-ass movie, but worth it. I think it only has a few moments where it's kind of like, a little slow. And then like, nom, 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 things want to eat you. And let's see, the budget, $63 million. Now, do you think you can get away with that today? I'm not even sure what Jurassic World budgeted for.
I can look it up real quick.
Yeah, because, I mean, it seems like a lot for back then, but I guess a lot of it probably went into just a few CGI effects that they had. And, wow. But opening weekend, it almost made it. It made like
$150 million.
$150 million for Jurassic World?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Opening weekend, it made $204,600,000 in the USA alone.
Well, for the first one, it only made $50 million. $50 million, almost $200,000. Which I guess isn't bad. I mean, it probably wasn't good at the time. But eventually in the box office, it made $402 million. So I think they more than made up for it. What the fuck are you doing over there with that? Oh. So on the tomato meter and Rotten Tomatoes, the critics gave it 93% and audience 91%. So it was all pretty much the same. Everyone agreed that it was a good movie, which at the time, yes, it was. I would totally agree.
I broke the cork, so I have to finish the wine tonight.
Oh. Just sounds like a euphemism. I broke the cork. And you said it was directed by Spielberg.
I didn't say that.
Oh, I thought you said it was. I thought you said that it was directed by Steven Spielberg.
Did I?
You could have. And it was actually written as a book by Michael Crichton.
Oh, good book.
Did you
read
the book?
Oh my God, that's something. This was the first movie where.
I didn't read the book myself. I tried to read the book. It kind of got complicated, and I just never went back to it.
No,
but it's one I want to.
This was the one where my dad actually told me you should read the book before we go see this because it's important. For things that are adapted from a book, you will never see the book the same way, and the book is almost always better. So it's important to read the book before you go see the movie. And this was the first movie I ever saw where I read the book first. And I absolutely loved both.
I think that was the problem with me reading the book, because I was reading it afterwards. And it took me out of reading the book because, I had the... I already had in my mind that I'd seen the movie, and I was like, well, I wanted to be the same in the book, but no. I think I would have preferred if I go back in time to read the book first. I'm sure it was a good book. Didn't read it. Maybe I will eventually if I could get the focus.
Now, with that said, finding out that Michael Crichton's, book Congo was being adapted into a movie, I went ahead and read the book first and then saw the movie. And despite Sigourney Weaver being in it, did not like the movie whatsoever. So that was a totally different experience, because here I was thinking, okay, I read Jurassic Park first and then I saw the movie and I absolutely love both. And now I'm going to read Congo. And okay, this isn't... interesting book. I think I was... what did that come out? Like 95, I think. Something like that.
Probably.
I don't know.
Did you like the book?
Kind of. I mean, I was only okay on the book, and I saw the movie, and then I was just, didn't really like it. So,
yeah, I've watched the movie once, and I've never seen it again. Never cared to.
Wait, that wasn't Sigourney Weaver? Was she not in that?
I was trying to think of where she was at. I don't remember. What are you trying to think of?
Am I thinking of something else?
With apes? Yeah, you're probably thinking of Gorillas in the Mist. You put Gorillas in the Mist and Congo together.
Oh my gosh. Yes, I did. I completely have... I have totally linked the two in my mind. Oh my gosh. Well, either way.
I'll tell you about Gorillas in the Mist real quick. We watched that in school in science class. And we had to watch it the first hour one day and the second hour the next day. We got down to the last 15 minutes of that movie. And for some reason, I got called into the office or somewhere. I never got to finish that movie. And I've always wanted to kind of go back and watch it just because I didn't get the last 20, 15 minutes of that movie. Putting that much time into it and investing that much, that much time, just not seeing the last 15 minutes. I'm like, that's a ripoff. Why would you call me to the office? I don't even know if it was for anything important, but...
Hey, Jorah Mormont's in that movie.
Get the hell out.
You wouldn't even know who the hell I'm talking about.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyhow.
That was my Gorillas in the Mist.
Wow, I have completely linked Gorillas in the Mist and Congo in my mind. I think I need to go back and watch Congo and confirm that I didn't like it. Because I remember reading the book, watching the movie, and just kind of being like, whatever. And I never read anything by Michael Crichton again.
That's not very productive, though. I mean, I think I need to go back to watch that to make sure I don't like it. Do you want to go back and eat seafood to make sure that you don't like it?
No, I really don't.
See? It makes no sense, huh?
No, because I remember getting sick when I was a kid, and every single time I smell seafood, it takes me right back to that. So, no, I don't want to go back and try seafood again because it's just going to make me throw up.
So we'll Congo.
Probably. Hey, Mary Ellen Trainer was in Congo. How about that?
The name sounds familiar. Oh, yeah. Okay. I know her. Yeah.
Yeah. The mom from Goonies, but I know her.
Psychiatrist from Lethal Weapon.
Yes, that too. And also the mom in Roswell. She was Diane Evans.
Oh, didn't see it.
Oh, come on. I was so mad about Smallville when it first came out because it took Roswell's time slot and I boycotted it. I was boycotting a Superman origin story because it took the time slot of Roswell. Yeah. Those were my priorities in 2001. Yeah. Barely 20 years old and frustrated because, you know, my teen romance drama series, whatever. And there goes the cat. He just just gets up and walks away in the middle of the show. I mean, it's just like when we try and start, you know, I'm almost always ready to go right at 9. And then the cat just disappears. You know, like 5-10 minutes later, he finally comes down and we actually start the show. I am totally hanging you out to dry, Katie.
I know, you're throwing me under the bus that a Canadian is driving.
Well, yeah.
But thanks, Johnny.
Yeah. The wheels on Johnny's bus go round and round, stomping the Katie's head.
Yeah, there's something I want to bring
graphic up
later, but okay.
So, all right, so why did you just get up and, or is that something for the stinger?
Yeah, no.
Wait.
But I did want to mention something before we, you know, once we finished up with Jurassic Park, because we talked about
too late. That's midnight movie nights for this week.
It's always such nights with a K.
The midnight movie. Really? You're just going to let it go like that?
No. We were talking about something that I thought we should bring up now before the stinger.
Okay, so bring it up.
We talked about going on a little bit earlier.
Okay.
Just, like 6 or 7 Western time. Maybe six. Yeah. Just so we could, you know, afterwards we could maybe possibly go see a movie or watch the movie afterwards or something. I don't know. Just, and it would be earlier for people that are on the East Coast.
Okay.
Because, you know, we do have people we talk to on the East Coast and, well, like, Robert, is he already gone? Did you already run him off? Oh, he is gone. He said goodnight about 5 minutes ago. So, see, yeah. It would just be kind of a...
Who's Robert? The mayor was here. I don't know who you're talking about.
Yeah, the mayor. But it was just something I brought up to you during the week. That was one of the things that happened during the week. We talked about that.
Okay.
And I just thought, you know, we're coming up on 100 eventually. That would be kind of a neat time to start changing things up just a little bit.
But why wait? Why not just do it now? We don't have to wait for some special fucking episode.
I don't know. I just like to do things like that.
Number 100 is just going to be another episode.
I just thought it would just be kind of nice. That's just the way I think.
But why not?
But I'll stop being nice.
Why not?
And so shut the fuck up, Steve. I mean,
why not just do it with episode number 94? If you want to, like,
well, that's why I'm bringing it up now.
Why make people wait 8 weeks? 7 weeks.
That's why I'm bringing it up now. So I just said, fuck it. I'm not going to be fun. I'll just say, we'll do it now.
Like, well, it's too late to do it now. I mean, well, we already went on at 9. Like, yeah. When will now be then?
Now will be next week.
Or no, when will then be now?
Then. Not now, then.
I said comb the desert.
But yeah, I just thought it would be nice. I just thought it would be kind of fun. And that's what I get for thinking. Stop being fun, Katie. Because it's stupid.
No, it's
not. Don't be more
fun.
It's
a good idea. I'm just saying, why not advance the timetable a little bit?
I don't know. I just thought it would be kind of neat. I mean, it's 100. That's what I get for thinking. So stop doing that.
I really do not understand this. I am asking you, like, why wait? What makes it special about 100? If it's something that we want to do for the audience, why not do it immediately.
It was a thought, and I like to be a completist, and it's good for everyone else, but apparently I can't do it. So well, I'll not
what do you mean
anymore.
You can't do it? I didn't... we really shouldn't try and hash this stuff out on the air. Because
we're not hashing anything out. That's what we're going to do, right? Start going on earlier?
Is it? I don't know.
That's what I thought.
Okay, so
while
next week...
we're going to do it then.
So now we'll be then next week.
Yes, now we'll be next week then.
Okay.
What's up, suckers?
You know no one's going to know what time we're actually going on, right?
We can tweet it.
Fair enough.
That was pointed out to me. Tweeted and Facebooked and...
Oh, hey, what's up, sucker? Here.
So...
Now I get it. Did we lose Jim?
Yeah.
Bummer. Yeah, we're kind of in the middle of a tiff, but that's Midnight Movie Nights for this week.
As always, that's nice with a K.
The Midnight Movie Nights podcast is listed in, well, it's available on SoundCloud, and it's listed in iTunes, Stitcher, Overcast, TuneIn, and a few other podcast directories.
And the live show starts at midnight Eastern, 9 p.m.
Bullshit!
Western.
You what? Just said that we're going to start at 6 p.m.
Oh. Well. Okay, then. We're going to start at 6 p.m. Western. And we got a page over at midnightmovienights.com where you can find links to everything and stuff.
Including the live Mixlr stream that some of you are listening to right now. And on Twitter, we're at Movie Nights Pod. And if you need more than 140 characters, our email address is contact@midnightmovienights.com.
We want to thank Mr. Brad Raven for our logo and Ed Judge Funky Boy, Tom Sherlock for our theme.
And yeah, thanks, Tom. See, you didn't even have to wait for till the end of the episode because we were giving you shout outs earlier.
Shout out to Tom.
Hashtag because he's Tom. Way into butts.
Hashtag blame Tom.
Hashtag blame Tom.
And DC Can't Tell for our segment intros. And do we got new followers?
I don't know. Why are you asking me?
Because I haven't checked.
You got to tell me these things here, kitty.
How many times have I checked in the past few weeks?
The past few weeks?
Yeah.
Like ever?
I've had that ready in a few times.
Yeah.
See, I got most of the notes.
Fair enough.
Just most of that I didn't. I forgot that little part.
So you want to know who our new followers are? Because we've actually got a few.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We've got... See, I really, really hate the OS X Twitter client. It is... It's almost there. There's a couple features that are missing. You know, when you mute someone, they still show up. It's really annoying. And it's frankly very hard to read the actual Twitter names of followers. You know, but we've got, I don't even know how to say that. It looks like Galley.
Mimus?
Yeah, Galley Mimus. Galley Univator 2. I don't even know what the hell that would be. But Addy Aberdeen. You know, I cannot pronounce your name on Twitter. Holy shit, David's following us?
What? Already?
Well, okay, so we've got at Sunil Kerwa. Thank you for following us. But David Wickland. Holy crap, I can't believe David's following us.
Oh my That's God. Rad. I don't know who that is.
David is a former coworker and sometimes someone who consults with my company, and we used to share an office when we first moved to the new office, and we had we were a really great team together. I would do the code. He would he was a graphic designer, so he would do all the interfaces. I would do the backend code, and we would play our music really loud in our office, and we would laugh and giggle the entire time, but we were just churning out a whole bunch of code. And our boss ended up separating us, and both of our productivity went way, way down. There was just something about, there was something about something magical about us being in that office, playing the loud music. And he was concerned that we were interrupting the lawyer that we shared. See, there's a lawyer I actually like. I had to think about it for a while. It took, you know,
you can't have
I
two
liked
people
Roger.
That work well together and Roger's, make something productive.
Roger is a lawyer that I liked, but you know, his paralegal, you know, our boss was concerned that our music and our giggling and just being a bunch of dorks having fun at work.
Nerds.
Was dorks, not nerds. I'm gonna hit you with the damn sword again. You know, he was concerned that we were disturbing her, and actually she, you know, even after we were separated, she ended up telling us that she was sad that we weren't in the office anymore because she really liked the music that we played.
So she was jamming too.
She was jamming too. Yeah. But anyway, David's awesome. He moved on to another company. In 2010, when we went to Dreamforce, both of us got really drunk and we were hanging out with some of the people at Salesforce on the night of the gala. When we saw Stevie Wonder and I waved at him.
You waved at Stevie Wonder?
Who do you think I am? George W. Bush?
What?
No, because, yeah, George W. Bush waved at Stevie Wonder. So that's where that joke comes from.
Oh, okay.
Anyway.
I missed that one.
Yeah, we were hanging out with some of the people, like some of the people from the art department over at Salesforce, and they had all of these beanbags that were shoved up in a wall, and all of us were jumping into them, and apparently there's a video of me doing flips into those beanbags. And shortly after this, the company instituted the two-drink maximum rule at company events. But David's following us. That's so rad. Yay.
Neat.
Anyway, and then there's Winnie Sims at epac_ijabaoxy. What the hell is up with these names?
I don't know.
I can't say half of these things. Thank you for Steven Edwards at Sports Edwards.
Thank you for having me.
There's one I can say. Oh, and David is D. Wicklin 1975. David's awesome. Everyone should follow David.
Steven Edwards has Grumpy Cat as an icon.
And that makes Steven Edwards awesome. Everyone should follow at Sports Edwards too. We'd love to tell you how to follow these other people, but you know, go to At Movie Nights Pod, see who's following us, and then
follow at your own risk.
Yeah, definitely follow David at D. Wicklin 1975 and at Sports Edwards because, you know, Grumpy Cat. And then everyone has a podcast.
Like
EHAP podcast. There's two P's. Why two P's? Anyway, everyone has a podcast. Great name. Park Fantastics at Park Fanatic. The Park Fanatics. I can read. I can read good.
English good. English fun.
Making words. Yeah. The Park Fanatics. They follow. We got a lot of followers this week. Skip to the End podcast.
It's kind of cool.
I've actually listened to that one.
Did you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Fun?
Yeah. I liked them.
Nice.
They made me laugh. So STTE. Podcast at STTE podcast. Skip to the End podcast. So
I need more podcasts to follow because I do listen to stuff for 8 hours a day and I run it out of the ones that I'm already subscribed to. I'm
so
not saying
need,
that
more margaritas.
Screw that podcast.
How about Corrosive Radio at Corrosive Club? And then we got Shakib Num at Shakib_num. And finally, we are entertained at Entertained Cast. We had quite a few this week. Look at that. Very all right. Good. And apparently I have DMs. Look at that. They're DMs I've already, like, see, the Mac Twitter client is all weird sometimes. That's why I switched to Tweetbot, but it makes it a little difficult at times to see who the new followers are because, yeah. Anywho, I haven't figured all of it out yet. I don't know. Because talking's hard or something like that.
Yes, it is.
That's how. Who else are we going to thank? Because we just spent a whole bunch of time on the new listeners.
We're going to thank the listeners, everyone who's listening. Woo-hoo. And everyone who joined us in the chat.
And you. And you. And you. Who joined us in the chat? Because I actually have to write that down.
Well, right off the bat, Raphael from We Are Not Here to Please You. Because he's saying something right now. Saying, thank me, bitch.
Who you calling bitch, botch?
He called us a bitch, I think.
Yeah, something that like bastard. That.
And Marianne, she joined us. Thanks, Marianne.
And had a Jim.
Yeah, we had Jim.
And then we had the mayor.
Yeah, he had the mayor.
I think I saw Diana.
I saw her. I don't
Did
see
she
her
even
now.
Say anything?
Yeah, she said a couple of things. Okay. I don't know when she left. I may have missed that. And
she's like, oh, they're doing their thing again. I'm just going to tune out.
Probably, I guess.
Something like that.
I mean, if she's still there, I don't see her. But
I don't. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
Robert at Comic Noob, he was there.
No, it was the mayor.
The mayor. Yeah. Okay.
The mayor. Robert was never here tonight. It was only, you know, there is no Robert, only mayor.
No Robert, only Zool.
Yep.
And again, you for listening.
I'm Miranda Janelle.
I'm that fracking cat.
Hey, Kitty.
Yeah.
Let's go watch a movie.
And talking's hard.
Good night.
Good night.
With a K.
Remember, remember the 5th of November.
You be careful. People in masks cannot be trusted.
Go away, Baton!
Midnight movie night.
So, something came out this week.
So what?
The Magic Mike movie.
So what?
Double XL.
So what?
So, what was it? I guess.
Exactly. So what?
What?
So what?
Come on, girls night. Hashtag girls night. We're going to watch that with, like Marianne and with Honey.
So what? With a U.
With a U. Wait, where'd you get U and so what?
So what?
Are you being difficult now?
So what?
So are we going to watch that at some point?
So what?
Just for the hell of it? Because, you know, back when it came out in theaters, I think it came out at the same time Terminator Genesis came out. And Johnny and Honey were talking about it.
God, I wish we'd seen that instead. I mean, so what?
So, I told Honey wanted to go see it. Johnny did not. He wanted to go see Terminator. And I was like, well, I'll go see Magic Mike with you, Honey. So, she said, yeah. And I was like, wow, I have a date. Woot. Suck it, losers. But, so now that it's going to be out on video, we should watch that. Me, you, Marianne, Honey. I think Johnny was like, why can't I watch it with you? I guess we could use a male perspective, right? Something like that. But I just thought it was fun that it was coming out. I haven't seen it. Didn't see it in the theaters. Apparently you wanted to see it more than Terminator. I don't disagree that much.
In retrospect, I say, so what?
Yeah, so what?